AMISOM officials say the week-long training in the Somali capital Mogadishu will improve the ability of the Somali police force in countering violent extremism through enhanced collaboration and partnership with the community. Augustine Magnus Kailie is the AMISOM police commissioner.
The general aim of the refresher course in preventing and countering violent extremism through community policing is to equip the SPF participants with the requisite knowledge, skills, and attitude in community policing strategies in the fight against violent extremism.
Facilitated by AMISOM Police Component, the training has attracted 25 police officers. The AMISOM Police Chief says the transnational nature of violent extremism requires a multifaceted approach to tackle it. He underscored the need for law enforcement agencies to embrace community policing and build partnerships with communities to effectively counter criminal activities.
Violent extremism is a multifaceted global phenomenon. It knows no boundaries. Therefore, preventing and countering it equally requires a multidimensional approach. In this vein, the role of law enforcement agencies, for that matter, the police, cannot be overemphasized.
On her part, the Somali Police Force Deputy Police Commissioner, Brigadier General Zakia Hussein Ahmed, reiterated the importance of community policing, saying the concept is the answer to violent extremism, not only in Somalia, but the rest of the world.
Community policing is what the police forces of all the African countries are actually based upon. We have so many from the AMISOM offices that can also share their own country experiences. What are the obstacles that stand in your way? Communication is where all the problem resolutions always come from. Community policing is the answer to counterterrorism in this continent, and not only in this country, in the African continent in itself.
The participants are drawn from various ranks and personnel from the Criminal Investigation Unit, Training Unit, and Demining Unit. AMISOM is providing operational support to the Somali Police Force as the war-torn Horn of African nation continues to battle militant group Al-Shabaab, which has links to Al-Qaeda. The group has waged an insurgency in Somalia since 2006, launching deadly assaults on military bases, government offices, and civilian targets. In response, the United States has supported AMISOM forces in its peacekeeping mission. The U.S. has recently carried out airstrikes against the Islamist insurgents who are seeking to overthrow the Western-backed Somali government and establish an Islamic State. Ruben Chama, VOA News, Nairobi.